I'd rather be unpopular, unfamous, not known by many, and just be genuine than what I am popular. Hello and welcome to the Traffic Talks podcast. My name is Pyro and I hope you are doing well. Today's episode is the 200th episode of the podcast and I am reeling. I have been trying to wrap my head around that fact and also trying to conceptualize what to speak about in this episode, and I'm here without a plan. So I'm just gonna ramble. I'm not gonna make it too long because into the core style of my podcasting, I'm doing this the night before it needs to go up. So bear with me. I'm very calm at the moment. I've had a cup of tea. So get yourself a coffee or tea and relax and just listen to me speak absolute nonsense for the next while, okay? Let's get into this. Having been podcasting for 200 episodes, not including the mental health series I've done, which was 4 episodes long, or any of the Podmas or Podmas in July series I've completed, I've done 200 episodes. There was a quick break somewhere in there of a few months. So over the last 4, this year will be the 5th year, I've done quite a bit in my podcasting career. And I think that is something I'm honestly very, very proud of. I have been wanting to celebrate this milestone and I just put up a picture on my Instagram for the candles that I bought and the little decorations and things. I'm gonna do a little mini celebration at home. I got a cake. I'm taking pictures of it tomorrow and setting up a little mini celebration station just to celebrate the fact that I've come this far. And when I told my mom, like, no, I just need to go buy a cake quickly for the day, and she's like, okay, cool. And she's like, happy birthday. I'm like it's 4, and she interrupted me like, it's for your 200 episodes. I know, I'm so happy you are celebrating that. And I'm like, oh, thank you, mommy. So it's the small things that make the biggest difference, and I think it's something we need to start doing for ourselves more often. I know this podcast isn't the biggest sensation ever, and it'll grow, it'll get there, and I'm fine with that, especially if it never blows up, because I didn't do it for that factor. I did it for myself. I did it to have an audio diary of my life, of things I've learned, of things I've thought through, of how I've changed and grown, and possibly even changed my mind on some topics, because I was listening to some of the old episodes because I'm re-uploading them, so obviously I have to listen to them in order to edit them and get them up again. And there were some really, really good things that I've said where I'm just like, ooh, I need to clip that and post that, and people need to hear this. So I've said some things that I've been shocked have been so profound. Not surprised or shocking, or it's not something that's gonna start controversy or something. It's just something I was like, oh, that's a really good point, or something of that nature. And to me, that is why I do these things. I was listening back to old episodes and there was one about how we didn't get a puppy. I was explaining in that episode how we didn't get the puppy, and these are things I've wanted, and I've been disappointed, and all these things of, oh, you know, really one day I want to get something. And I mentioned I wanted a Nintendo Switch, and I remember adding to the video version of that podcast that has now been re-uploaded to YouTube in a video version. I added in a slide at the end where it's like, girl, note from future you get the Switch. And I'm just like, this is why I do this, so I can look back, see what I was saying back then, check what came through, what I've done, what I've achieved, how I lived my life, and be just like, you did good. Because the one thing I've said every single year is that I don't want to relive the previous year. There has always been something that has been new, that has been challenging, that has been changing, and that has shaken me to my core, to the fact that I'm just like, I've learned the lesson. Thank you. But I never want to do that again. Please don't take me back. And I'm very grateful for that, because each and every time I've learned something, I've shared it. I've put it in a podcast, I've put it out there into the universe. And my goal, as I've said, aside from wanting memories, wanting this log, wanting to be able to look back on it and see how far I've come, see what I've done, see what I've learned, is to possibly, if there is one person out there that will eventually listen to something I've put out and be just like, you know what? This made my life better. I learned that lesson thanks to her, and it's something I take with me forever, and it's going to change one small thing about my life going forward. It'll always be there. That's enough for me. That is the ultimate goal, because yes, we're born alone, we die alone, but we meet people along the way that shape us, that change us, that help us grow, that help us think, that help us learn, that encourage us to do things. I know that for me, being someone who grew up as technology evolved and became more integrated into our lives, because yes, I said involved, not evolved. Technology has evolved, that's a given, that's evolution. But technology has become so involved in our lives. You can control your fridge from your phone while at work. You can throw washing in your washing machine and activate it to start before you leave the office to go home, so that by the time you reach the house, it's finished. Technology is very involved in our lives, in our everything, that it is scary at times. But being someone who's done that and been able to see the changes technology has made in our lives for the better, I've learned from the people on the internet, and being exposed to them and what they've done has made relationships very parasocial, especially because you feel like these people are your friends when they don't know you exist, but you know they exist. It's a very weird concept to get your head around. But having these people do this, share their lives, share their stories, share their lessons, has been amazing. And they are like extra siblings that you can learn from. And I value what I've learned from them. There are some that I'm just like, oh my word, thank you so much for teaching this. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know this. And that to me is incredible. So my hope is that one day someone will see that, learn something, hear something, and be just like, okay, that's cool. She mentioned this, let me do some research, and start incorporating that thing into their lives. That is amazing to me. So that is what I hope to possibly achieve in the next 200 episodes, if I have not already done that with the past 200 episodes. I know I've grown as an individual, and my confidence has definitely grown because of the Podbus video series I did last year. I know I keep referencing it, but it was definitely something that just made something click into place in my brain in terms of going forward and just being more confident in my abilities to produce more content, better content, different content going forward, especially for the sake of the podcast, because it's not a easy thing to promote you talking to yourself in a room. It's essentially that, and it's not easy, especially if you do it solo like I do, which is a whole other beast. But genuinely, I love what I do in terms of podcasting. So I'm excited for the future. I mentioned the whole social media factor because I definitely wanted to bring it into connection with the song of the week, which is Popular by Ariana Grande for the Wicked soundtrack. I know it is everyone and their auntie's favorite song to play these days, but the reason I bring it up is because of a specific line at the end where she says, did they have brains or knowledge? And she goes on to say, it's all about popular It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. It's so very shrewd to be very, very popular like me. And I'm just like, that is so crazy because we live in such a social media world where your knowledge isn't your greatest asset. It's the way you are viewed in the social media sphere. And that is shocking because I tend to live under a rock, but that connection was so on the nose that I'm just like, I can't ignore this. I need to use this somewhere. So this week's episode being an excuse to use the song and the lyrics, cherry on top. So I understand that I'm viewed or not viewed, depending on the platform. And I'm okay with that because I'd rather be unpopular, unfamous, not known by many, and just be genuine than what I am popular, but it's false, it's vain, it's empty. Like that is not how I want to do things, that is not how I want to live, that is not how I want to be. And that's why I've become more confident about putting more of myself out there, online, front facing. And it's fun because I'm not doing it for other people. It's just genuine things I do that I now share, which is interesting because I've always thought, or rather overthought, social media being this perfectly curated aesthetic thing. And people in South Africa are messy. Some people share things, others are taking to graves. Like, no shame, and also no shade to them. Like, yes, I went on a whole rabbit hole the other day just listening to people's nonsense, and I'm like, girl, I would have flipped the table if that happened to me, but okay, you do you. So to each their own. But I'm literally learning to not take myself too seriously. If you saw my one reel, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to be someone I'm not, and I don't take myself too seriously, and I've learned to not take this podcast too seriously in the way of wanting every single word to come out perfectly, to be perfectly articulate, to have the most profound episodes ever. No. That is not who I am. I'm going to drop a nugget of gold here and there. But I just want to have fun with it. That was the whole point of it. I genuinely love podcasts. I love listening to other people's opinions, to listen to what's going on with them, to be like, oh, my bestie's catching me up. Because honestly, bestie and I have long voice notes. So it's okay. It's life. It goes on. And it's a fun way for my friends to catch up with me, even if I am talking to them outside of the podcast. So, hi friends. And it's something that I genuinely love. Thank you. If you've listened to any of the past 200 episodes, I hope you're going to stick around for the next 200 more. Podmas excluded. That is a whole other beast. But thank you. And as per usual, I've loved that this has become kind of like my phrase for the podcast, which is to keep being a better being, because that is all I'm trying to be. Not someone else, not popular, just better. So, thank you, and I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.